This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in the West Asia region. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha yesterday over the ongoing conflict in West Asia, Mr. Modi said, India has raised the issue of de-escalation and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Modi said India is continuously making efforts through diplomacy to ensure the safe movement of Indian ships even in this war environment. He assured that government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. The Prime Minister said the fundamentals of India's economy are strong and the government is closely monitoring the rapidly changing situation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Desanayake yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that they discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with particular focus on disruptions affecting global energy security. They reviewed progress on key initiatives aimed at strengthening India-Sri Lanka energy cooperation and enhancing regional security. Further, Prime Minister Modi said that India and Sri Lanka reaffirmed their commitment to working closely together in addressing shared challenges. The government has notified the natural gas and petroleum products distribution through laying, building, operation and expansion of pipelines and other facilities order 2026 under the Essential Commodities Act 1955. The new order aims to boost last-mile connectivity and accelerate the expansion of piped natural gas or PNG across the country. The order provides a streamlined and time-bound framework for laying and expanding pipelines across the country, addressing delays in approvals and access to land, and enabling faster development of natural gas infrastructure, including in residential areas. The Gujarat Assembly passed the Uniform Civil Code UCC Bill with majority voice vote after a marathon debate of more than 7 hours yesterday. The bill proposes a common legal framework to govern marriage, divorce, succession and live-in relationships irrespective of religion. Earlier in the day, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel tabled the bill a week after a state-appointed panel submitted its final report on implementation of the UCC. With the passage of the bill, Gujarat became the second state in the country after Uttarakhand to pass the UCC. Uttarakhand became the first state to pass a UCC bill in February 2024. Titled the Gujarat Uniform Civil Code 2026, the proposed law will extend to the entire state and also apply to residents of Gujarat living outside its territorial limits. However, the bill document states that the code will not apply to members of scheduled tribes and certain groups whose customary rights are protected under the Constitution. Nearly 23 lakh students across Madhya Pradesh will receive their board examination results for class 5 and 8 today at 11:30 a.m. Results will be published on the Rajya Shiksha Kendra portal, where students can access their marks using their Samagra ID or the roll number allotted during the examination. In a bid to make the process more accessible, officials have also enabled result viewing through QR codes available online. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai will directly transfer approximately 500 crore rupees into the bank accounts of nearly 5 lakh landless agricultural labourer families under the Deen Dayal Upadhyay Landless Agricultural Labourer Welfare Scheme today. The transfer will take place from Baloda Bazaar, marking a major step in the state's commitment to support the most vulnerable sections of rural society. Under the scheme, the government provides an annual financial assistance of 10,000 rupees directly into the bank accounts of eligible families. The first Khelo India Tribal Games will begin in Chhattisgarh today. The games, which will continue till April 3rd, will feature events in 7 sports disciplines including athletics, hockey, football, archery, wrestling, weightlifting and swimming. In addition, Malakhamb and Kabaddi have been included as demo sports. The Khelo India Tribal Games will be held in 3 cities of Chhattisgarh, Raipur, Jagdalpur and Ambikapur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.